of the big top.
The queen of the flying trapeze.
It seems my publicity agent earns his money. I hope you can earn yours.
You've already hired me?
You have a reputation, too.
But no publicity agent.
Only the press.
So?
I think I'm going to be dropped sometime this week.
From the show?
From the big top, Mr. Strong. From the top of the trapeze, 50 feet up and just as far down.
And no net to catch him?
No net.
Well, to a trapeze artist, that could be a deadly poison. It only takes one drop to kill you. Steve Strong, that strong guy. And right now you're standing at your 10th floor window. You're looking down at the city below, a moving panorama in miniature. You look at the little people, people pulled down to size, puppets, marionettes with fate pulling the strings. You're looking down at a jungle of rivers of black asphalt twisting and turning round columns of concrete, surging, noisy, angry rivers, tossing fragments of human cargo into the black pools of destiny. A destiny each man creates for himself.
Excuse me, are you Mr. Strong?
And a destiny every woman creates for a man. You get that feeling before you turn round, the feeling that someone else is letting their destiny fall into your hands.
Your secretary was out and the other door was open. I came in. If you're busy, I can...
Oh, no, I'm not busy, and I'm Steve Strong. And you are Janie Wallace.
Yes, but how...
I read the amusement ads.
Janie Wallace, queen of the big top.
Queen of the flying trapeze.
It seems my publicity agent earns his money. I hope you can earn yours.
You've already hired me?
You have a reputation, too.
But no publicity agent.
Only the press.
So?
I think I'm going to be dropped sometime this week.
From the show?
From the big top, Mr. Strong. From the top of the trapeze. 50 feet up and just as far down.
No net to catch him.
No net.
Well, to a trapeze artist, that could be a deadly poison. It only takes one drop to kill you.
Please, Mr. Strong.
Don't ask me to do your act. I'm no angel when it comes to flying. I haven't got a wing to my name.
Please, Mr. Strong, it's no joke. I'm terribly afraid.
Then don't do your act. That'll cost you $50. Pay the girl on your way out, thank you.
Haven't you heard, Mr. Strong? The show must go on.
Oh, I've heard of it, but I'm no actor. Just a private detective. Not even flat-footed. I say don't go on this week. Good advice.
I came here for help. If this is all I can expect...
Miss Wallace.
Yes?
Come back and sit down.
Thank you.
I thought it was just a publicity stunt.
Believe me, Mr. Strong.
I know. Now, tell me why you think you'll be dropped, and I'll try and find an answer.
I'm happily married, Mr. Strong.
Congratulations.
My husband's also in the circus.
And in the act?
No. Antonio and Maria Lubagassi are the other two.
And when does the problem come in?
Every time I see Antonio, every day, every night, every performance, he tries to make love to me, Mr. Strong.
Well, there's a way of stopping him.
You don't know Antonio. He's a super egotist. That's what makes him such a good trapeze artist. He's got so much confidence.
So, he won't take no for an answer?
That's right.
Why come to me? Why not tell your husband?
No. He must never know. He already thinks there's something between Tony and myself. He's all wrong, Mr. Strong. I love my husband.
And Antonio?
I don't hate him. I try and make an allowance for his superego. I don't hate him. I'm afraid of him.
He's the one going to drop you, hmm?
He's the catcher. Maria also catches me, but Tony does the difficult catching.
Well, let me get this straight. You, Maria, and Antonio are triple partners in the trapeze, with you the star.
Yes.
And Maria?
She does the same as Tony. I swing from the bar, let go. Maria catches me and swings me over to Tony.
Well, that's where the death-defying triple somersault comes in.
That's true, Mrs. Thomas. Every time I leave Maria's hands, the somersault into Tony's could be my last. It only needs a fraction out in timing. A split second could be too late. That's why my death could look like an accident.
One thing.
Yes?
This Maria and Antonio Lubagassi, they're brother and sister?
No, man and wife.
Janie Wallace, star of the trapeze act. 22, beautiful, and every night she plays Tarzan round the big top. And you wonder just how close the shadow of death is swinging behind her. She says it'll happen sometime this week. If you don't wait for some time, you're going to find out now, under the big top, and tonight.
Is
a wonderful circus, Steve.
You go to the circus, you, Sander, and about 8,000 other people.
Look at that clown. He looks like you. Bubblegum nose, no teeth, and a big gum. What a pistol.
All right, you've had your laugh. I said all right.
Oh, I'm sorry, Steve. But he does look like the exaggerated private eye. Keep into the one big eye in his costume marked private.
Yeah. I got eyes. Two of them.
Oh, I'm sorry, Steve. But he seems so funny.
Well, the show's over.
But it's only the third act.
I mean, from now on, it's business. I'm going backstage. Hey, you stay and watch the act. Tell me about him when I come back.
Why?
I gotta play Big Ears at Keyhole. It's a job I don't like, but it could save a girl's life.
The beautiful Jane.
Just watch the act.
I will see it. Especially that clown, just so I won't get lonesome for you.
You leave the ring of bouncing clowns, animals, and laughing people. You go backstage where the sawdust is brown from dusted mud and wheel tracks. The dressing rooms on wheels. Each caravan is red, each one with a name in two-foot letters. Calling cards to a city's main street.
If I catch you making love with those only, I kill you.
A voice straight from the Bay of Naples and an angry heart. You don't need to read the name on a caravan. The voice gives you the clues. Maria Lubegessi. You move in for a closer sound picture. And that's all you get, just sound. Because the window's too high to see in. But the walls are so thin, they don't stop the sound. The hard sound of argument.
She is too good for you. She is a very nice girl. You laugh. All the ways you laugh. I don't know why I married you.
My beautiful Maria. My pretty Maria. She is so lovely.
Oh, tell me, please.
I kiss her hand. I kiss her hair. I kiss her lips. I slap her face. I'm so sorry. Did I hurt my Maria? Ah, my pretty Maria. I kiss her cheek better. There. Now, Maria, feel better.
There's nothing you can do but stand in the sawdust and shadows, flap your ears, wait and hope the showdown won't come tonight.
What a devil, Antonio. All the ways you do this. Oh, please, Antonio.
All right, I stopped the laughing. Maybe stop the marriage, too, huh?
You are the devil.
It's true, I am the devil. But what a devil I am, eh? My pretty Maria.
Oh, why did I ever marry you with you?
Because you love me, like all the girls. They all love me. Antonio Lubegessi. Antonio, the greatest trapeze artist in the world. No one can catch the girls like Antonio. On the ground or up in the air. Like the pretty Janie Wallace, huh? I catch her on the ground, Maria. You think, eh?
I told you what I will do if you touch her.
Ah, Maria, do not be jealous. Give me your hand. No, your left hand. That's the one.
What are you doing?
I want to look at the ring. It is a lovely ring. Such sparkle. Such diamonds. I think I give it to Janie Wallace. It is too big for you, see? It slipped off, so...
That is my engagement ring. You gave it to me.
Now I take it back.
But Antonio...
I have finished with you, Maria. You are all washed up. I go give it to Janie. It will fit her much better.
Antonio, come back.
Divorce is so easy in this country. I should hurry up a little.
You've been listening, but not watching. Now you watch, but from the shadow cast by the big tub. You watch and hope Tony Lubegessi doesn't see you. And he doesn't. He walks away big, tall, dark, confident. He walks towards another caravan. Caravan with the name Janie Wallace. So you try to look like another circus rouseabout as you dust your shoes through the sawdust to Janie's caravan.
I told you no, Tony. You must wait.
You hear a voice, but it hasn't the fear you expect. You wonder just how much an act she's playing and who she's playing it for. You, Tony, or the missing husband. Somewhere out on the lot.
No, Tony, Joe might come in.
He's under the big top doing his act.
It could be over.
I don't think so.
Tony, not now. Later, perhaps.
No, just one.
No. No, Tony.
You stand in the shadows and listen.
Come on.
You wish you could see her face. You know the answer to your question is there, written in her eyes. A look of fear, a look of hate, or a look of love. But you're outside the caravan, and you've only got ears for your mind's eye. But it's painting a picture.
You see, Tony gets his kiss like always. Now, I got the present for you. See?
Maria's ring.
It is for you now.
But I can't wear it, Tony. I'm married.
I'll change all of that. You get a divorce. We get to marry. You wear the ring now. So, now we are the engaged couple.
Tony, I can't. You know I can't.
My beautiful Jamie, you wear the ring tonight. For Tony, eh? Oh, Tony will drop you. And Tony would not like that. He loves a lovely Jamie.
Tony,
I see you on the trapeze with the ring on your finger, eh? Until then, my lovely Jenny.
You watch him swagger away in his star-spangled costume and tights. And you know whose team Jenny's playing for. The home team. Her husband. So you go in to find out how the score stands.
Oh, Mr. Strong, it's you.
Well, the score is all against the home team winning.
What can I do? He's giving me the ring.
So wear it this once, like he says.
You were outside?
And a private ear, too.
Oh.
And I say wear the ring for the night. For the act.
But it's Josie.
Tell him after the act. Straight after. And I'll be here to help.
But I can't. He thinks I love Tony.
Do you?
No. Joe's all mine, and I want to keep it that way.
Well, you can't do anything till after the act. Like I said, then I'll be here to help you. As a friend and as a witness.
You really think...
It's the only way.
But if I wear the ring, what will Maria do? She'll see it, and she has to catch me up there, too.
Miss Wallace! Miss Wallace, you're on in 2 minutes.
All right.
Maria, yeah.
I wear the ring. Maria might drop me. I don't wear the ring. Tony will drop me.
Well, there's only one answer.
No, Mr. Strong. The show must always go on.
But you can't.
The show must...
I know. This is next door to murder. Luba Getty's a madman.
No. He's just Tony Luba Getty.
But Maria, she's his wife. She loves him. Perhaps enough to kill for him.
Well, where's my Janie? Ah, there she is. Come on, Jamie. We're running late. Maria's already up there waiting. She... Who's this a man?
It's...
No matter. You're Tony's girl now. I see you still wear the ring. How much Maria will hate you. We give him the big show tonight, eh? The big, spectacular show, eh?
Of the circus skies, queen of the flying trapeze. But tonight it's different. Tonight her mind isn't on a split-second timing. Tonight she's wearing the ring of another woman, Maria's ring. Hot-blooded, impulsive Maria Luba Getty, hanging by her heels 50 feet up, ready to catch or to drop Janie Wallace.
We got a show to put on, mister, and you're in the way.
You've been pushing the story down the ringmaster's throat, but he stands in coat, spats, and hat, and takes it like the cream in his coffee.
You're holding up the show, mister.
All you've got to say after the story I told you...
This is show business, mister.
The show must go on. How far can you take tradition?
Lungo! Get the clowns out for an act till I get rid of this guy, will you?
Okay, Mark. Hey, your blinds. Bring on something.
Six, nine, I'm telling you it's death for Janie Wallace if she goes on.
And I'm telling you we've delayed the show enough.
Lumbo!
Yeah, what?
Get this man out of the ring. We got a show to put on.
You mean you're still going
Ladies
on
with... Ladies and gentlemen, children and peanut bags. We have floating above you the greatest act ever shown beneath the big top. The greatest and most spectacular death-defying queen of the trapeze, Janie Wallace!
And get your hands off me, right? Let go of my arm!
If you go quietly.
You have words with the 200 pounds of man and muscle, and you go back to Sandra, your feet, and your peanut bag. You go back, you wait, you watch. 50 feet above you is Janie Wallace. And nothing but space between her and the sawdust spattered ground.
What's wrong, Steve?
Wrong. Only a fool-headed girl with a head for heights and none for reality.
Does that mean something?
Yeah. The show, Sandra, must always go on, no matter what.
Oh, look, Steve, there's that crazy clown again. You know, he's really terrific.
Yeah, yeah, forget him. The start of their act.
Really, I'm worried, Steve.
Yeah, I'm worried. I did all I could, Santa, but that girl up there could be looking right into the jaws of death.
Steve, don't be so mad, Maddie. Johnny, I come at this time.
Not like this, she hasn't.
And now, before your very eyes, the death-defying, awe-inspiring Janie Wallace and the flying Rubigetti. First, Janie Wallace will do a single warming-up exercise. She will do a single somersault into Maria's hands, then back to the platform she came from.
Yeah. Maria nearly let go.
And now, back to the bar she came from.
Steve, was that part of it?
No. Could have been. Helped build the tension.
And the ringmaster took it calm enough.
Yeah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Janie Wallace will do the first of her death-defying triple somersaults. Once into Maria's hands, then out and up with the death-defying civil somersault into the hands of Antonio Rubigetti.
Death-defying? You sure build it up, don't you?
Tonight they don't have to.
What do you mean?
Ladies and gentlemen, the leap of death!
We'll soon know.
But
there she goes. From the rear. Maria caught her. One swing out. And now... crumpled figure being carried off. You look at the crowd, the 8,000 white faces floating in a sea of staring eyes.
That strong man, he tried to catch...
A sea of staring eyes, each one reliving the sudden scene of tragedy. A falling body, Lumbo the strong man standing beneath, with outstretched arms, waiting. Janie Wallace falling into Lumbo's arms. She falls hard. He stumbles forward. Then the twisted figure of the queen of the flying trapeze lying in the sawdust, and Lumbo the strong man kneeling beside her.
He saved her life.
We don't know yet. We soon will.
You're doing the casualty thing?
No, you are.
And you?
To a caravan. To wait for Tony and Maria Rubigetti.
I tell you, Maria, it was the best show we have ever done. It was magnifico. It was the greatest...
Keep talking, Antonio.
Who are you?
Just a man, Maria. But he's going now.
No, he's not going, Antonio.
You think you can... you're trying to flatter me, no? You imitate my voice. This is flattery, no?
No.
I thought not.
Antonio, no.
Then Antonio has to teach you the lesson, eh?
You don't do anything, Antonio. Nothing but talk. But you talk in answers.
Not in the riddles like you. Like why you're sitting in my caravan. Why I can't break your neck. Just a little bit, eh?
Antonio.
You keep out of this,
Maria. Don't worry, Maria. It takes more than laughing, boy, to scare me.
Oh, you don't scare, eh, mister? You don't know Antonio Lubigetti.
Janie Wallace. Does she know Antonio Lubigetti?
What do you mean?
I mean murder, Lubigetti. The murder of Janie Wallace.
That's not a murder. Lumbo, he caught Janie tonight. That's why he and the other strong men are in at the ring when we're at the top. And Lumbo, he catches Janie. And we still got the act.
But sometimes they miss. Like Lumbo nearly did tonight.
Well, sometimes. But that is why we get our big money.
She nearly was the king. I nearly dropped her myself.
Yes, I saw that. You're getting clumsy, Maria.
Clumsy? You say I am clumsy? I am first up on the trapeze. I wait for you and Janie to come up. Then I see the ring on Janie's finger. But I see it only just before I catch her. My ring on her hand. And you say I can't love.
And that fumble was no accident.
No. We do not tempt, mister. We do not need to.
All right. So why did Janie Wallace fall?
I don't know.
Yeah?
It's true. I have my hand ready. I'm waiting. Janie, she spins through the air. Her hands go out. And then...
Go on, Tony.
She
pulled her hand away. Quick. Just like he wanted to look like I dropped her.
Maybe the jury will believe you. And maybe they won't.
But she's not dead. Lombo, he catch her. She might be hurt a little, but she's not dead.
You're wrong, Mr. Lobagesti. Jenny Wallace is dead.
Andrew.
Oh, no.
Jenny, dead. But she can't be. Not that Jamie.
Lombo didn't catch her cleanly, Lubegessi. She slipped through his arms to the sawdust, remember?
Yes, but even
she fell hard, Lubegessi, too hard.
Well, one of the casualty tents, Steve, Captain Daly's
here. Daly of homicide. Here already.
The ringmaster sent for him.
All right, Lubegessi, you're coming with me.
I told you it was the accident.
Now you tell it to the police. Captain Jim Daly in person. You go over to the casualty tent. You, Sandra, Maria, and Tony Lubegessi. And you find Jim Daly has pulled in a welcome mat.
Well, son, you got a reason for holding out on us?
You look around the circle of faces. The Lubegessis, Sandra, Jim Daly, Police Sergeant White, and Janie Wallace. But her face is lying hidden beneath a thin gray blanket.
The doctor's report says it was an accident. But the ringmaster told me the story you told him.
So, now it's not an accident.
You got a way to prove it wasn't?
You know the story now, you take it from there.
All right. You, Lubegessi.
You point at me?
I hear you threatened to drop Janie Wallace.
I might have said it, Inspector.
Captain.
But saying and doing is two different things.
And you, Mrs. Lubegessi.
Yes, sir.
Did you threaten to kill Janie Wallace?
But only to Tony.
That makes a difference, I suppose.
But Janie isn't a friend.
She was, Mrs. Lubegessi. She was.
You still figure it was an accident, Jim?
Surface facts and the doctor's report say it was, but all these other stories I hear... I don't know what to think.
Mind if I see the body?
No need. Doctor says he died from a busted back. His words, same thing.
I still want to see.
Yeah, go ahead.
You lift the blanket and look down at the figure of Janie Wallace. 20 minutes before, the star of the show. And now, just a quiet figure beneath a gray blanket. Then you see it. A scar running across her right hand. A fresh scar. And around the edges, the blue signs of a bruise.
Lacerations and bruise on the doctor's report.
Lacerations with bruise, eh?
All right, Steve. When you carry that look, it means you've got an angle.
All you have to do is find a man who is a crack marksman. And in a circus, I don't think he'd be too hard to find.
Janie's husband.
It figures. I sent him away because he was upset.
Should be. He's just murdered his wife.
Go and get him, wife.
Yes, Captain.
Joe Wallace do a special act out front?
Yeah. Comedy shop shooting act.
A crack marksman?
So good he could hit a moving target at 50 feet.
Hey, what are you getting at?
I think you'll find the so-called accident didn't just happen. I think you'll find Joe Wallace planned it down to the last detail. Even to a silencer on his gun so the rolling drums used in the act would drown out the sound of the shot while everyone was looking up at the trapeze.
Premeditated.
And murder planned to bend the suspicion.
He only aimed to crease Janie Wallace's hand?
Yeah, but deep enough for the impact to throw her arms out of reach of Tony's. That way, it would look like an accident. Or that Tony Lubegessi dropped her on purpose. Whichever way, Wallace is in the clear.
And the motive?
You'll find it in every case history book of murder. A mind twisted away from the paths of clear thinking. Twisted by suspicion and jealousy. The tragedy here is that his wife really loved him. But a fool-headed Romeo couldn't take no for an answer.
The eternal triangle.
Here's the man, Captain.
He didn't even struggle. Is Joe Wallace?
Yeah. The comedy clown act of a private detective.
The clown dressed as the private eye. Seems destiny tossed me a foul ball. Take the emotion of a strong and possessive love, spice it with jealousy, another man, and the twisted emotions of suspicion. There you have the ingredients for murder. Murder is seen through the red mist of a mixed-up mind that has overflowed into a moment of insanity. But a moment long enough to cause the death of two people. One in the sawdust of a circus ring, the other in the chair in the death house at Sing Sing.